From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. A little bit later on tonight, predictions and psychic attacks. Here's what's happening. Boy, it's been years since I've heard about strikes and labor disputes. Hasn't happened in a long, long time, but about 39,000 Verizon landline and cable workers on the East Coast have walked off the job after little progress in negotiations since their contract expired nearly 8 months ago. The workers, members of two unions, the Communications Workers of America and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, represent installers, customer service employees, repairmen, and other service workers in Connecticut, Delaware, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Maryland, Virginia, Washington, D.C., all for Verizon's wireline business, which provides fixed-line phone services and the Fios Internet service as well. Man, it's been a long time since I've heard of strikes. Wow, 39,000 workers. We'll keep following up on that story. In St. Louis, Peabody Energy, the world's largest private sector coal producer, has filed for bankruptcy in a U.S. court, citing unprecedented industry pressures and a sharp decline in the price of coal. The company said it will continue to operate while in bankruptcy, while working to reduce debt and improve cash flow, too. It will take a coalition of 50,000 troops on the ground to defeat the Islamic State, according to the former Army Chief of Staff, who spent more than 4 years serving in Iraq and who is credited, along with retired General David Petraeus, with being the architect of the very successful 2007 troop surge there. Probably around 50,000 is the number, says General Raymond T. O'Dinor. This in a panel discussion. He received the George P. Schultz Award for Distinguished Service, emphasized that the 50,000 would not all be U.S. troops, but the coalition would need to be U.S.-led. See what happens there. Two large shipping containers stamped with the world's that contained guided missiles were discovered in the Pacific Ocean near Alaska. The Alaska State Troopers said the containers were empty, and the information from the tags attached to the boxes sent to the U.S. military. There's no immediate public comment from military officials. Nobody knows what the heck this is. Let's check in with Jerome Corsi just to get his thoughts on this situation. This is weird, Jerry. What did it do? Fall off a ship or what?
It's pretty bizarre, George. I mean, you know, you're the Navy. You were the Navy.
You served
in the Navy. You know, you don't just have guided missile containers fall off a Navy vessel. You know? And it's standard operating procedure. I mean, it's bizarre. There's photographs on the television websites of up in, I guess, in Seattle, showing these containers. And they certainly look like they're military containers and guided missiles, not a standard issue civilian item. So it's a very bizarre story, and I don't think anyone has a real explanation for it right now, but if we're dropping, or someone's dropping, guided missile containers in the ocean, you got to wonder where the guided missiles.
That's right, exactly. And I'm glad, though, at least the inscriptions aren't Korean.
Well, yes, that's reassuring. You know, that's reassuring. But at the same time, I don't think our Navy's in the, you know, U.S. Navy's certainly not in the habit of dropping off containers around the world in the oceans saying guided missiles. This story's going to take more explanation, I think, before it's done, to find out where these containers came from and how they were just dropped in the ocean to float around.
All right. And Jerry, I wanted to tell you, too, you and I have been working on the possibility of interviewing Fidel Castro in Cuba. And
yeah.
I just got word today that a couple of his sons are going to meet with him in about a month or a month and a half to see if that's feasible and possible. So get ready just in case.
Well, I'd be thrilled to do that with you, George. Anytime we can do it, let's get down to Cuba. It's opened up now. We really ought to take advantage of it. I'd be very excited about the possibility to get an interview with Fidel Castro with you, George. That would be terrific.
Okay, Jerry, we'll keep in touch on that. Yeah, we're getting pretty close on it. We're going to have a meeting next week, and then they are going to present it to him, to Fidel Castro, to see if he wants to be interviewed. I can't remember the last time he was interviewed by anybody. But if it is possible, I'm going to go down there with Jerry Corsi, who writes for WND.com, and I'd like to bring a network crew from one of the big news operations, television operations, to go with me, and we'll put it all together, and I'll do the interview, and Jerry will do the interview with me as well, about a man who has gone through everything. I mean, he was there during the Kennedy era, the Khrushchev era, and so many questions I want to ask him about himself, the assassination, Che Guevara, but we'll see. I mean, it's a little better than 50-50 right now, which much better odds than what it was about 6 months ago. So I'll keep you abreast of that situation, and we'll keep our fingers crossed. The very first private space station is set to be an inflatable, and it could launch in 2020. United Launch Alliance will team with billionaire entrepreneur Robert Bigelow, who's been on our program before. He's marketing, and they'll fly habitats for humans in space. The inflatable module, based on the Bigelow technology, is currently being attached to the International Space Station. So how about that? What else is going on in the skies? Let's check in with Dr. Sky, Stephen Cates. Stephen, what do you got for us this week?
Oh, George, exciting things as always. You know, we haven't, in this week's edition, we haven't really for a long time talked about the sun. And for those out there that are curious about what's happening with the sun, as I know you always talk about that potential kill shot, George, we have an amazing sunspot group right on the sun right now. It's known as Active Region 2529. And I spent a lot of time today preparing for this particular report because I took the solar telescope out, looking deep into the heart of this sunspot. But, George, it's amazing. It's about the size of Neptune, and if you put the Earth next to it, the Earth could fall right through the center of the dark umbra, and there'd be plenty of land on the sun or regions for the sunspot to consume the Earth. But here's the interesting part. It's moving toward the central meridian of the sun. What does that mean? It means that in the next few days, if this sunspot does decide to, you know, pump out numbers of flares or any kind of CMEs, coronal mass ejections, the Earth would be in the direct line for that. But the interesting and truthful news is, the sunspot has been relatively quiet with C-class, meaning one of the lowest levels of flare activity. But when I watched it today, George, in the telescope, I could see brightening small flares right around this particular sunspot. Now, if everybody wants to see this, we always give everybody the truth here. And here's what you don't want to do. You do not want to obviously stare at the sun using sunglasses. George, for those that have those solar eclipse glasses, and I did it myself, you look at the sun and lo and behold, I'm watching it with the naked eye, which is quite impressive, meaning it's very, very large. And this, George, may be the end of solar cycle 24. The sunspot, as the sunspot cycle tends to end, they come from higher latitudes and slowly move toward the equator. AR 2529 is doing that. And don't forget, folks, there's a big thing, George, coming up on May the 9th. The planet Mercury, in a rare transit, it will move across the disk of the sun. And in our live report right now, for those watching across the world and around the world, the first quarter moon is an exciting object to see. The morning sky is filled with two planets, George. Mars getting bright. You can start to see features in a telescope on the surface and the polar caps. And Saturn just to the left. And finally, check out our website, of course, for aviation and space, photorecon.net. A great week, George, and an exciting sunspot.
I love it. Stephen, you make space exciting. You really do. Well over a year ago, Dr. Joel Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com said on this program, you got to be very careful about some oils that you eat, that you cook with, and that butter was better. Listen to this story that came out today. A research team led by scientists at the University of North Carolina School of Medicine and the National Institutes of Health has unearthed more evidence that now casts doubt on the traditional heart-healthy practice of replacing butter and other saturated fats with corn oil and other vegetable oils. The findings reported in the British Medical Journal suggest that using vegetable oils high in a certain acid might be worse than using butter when it comes to preventing heart disease, though more research, they say, needs to be done on that front. The latest evidence comes from an analysis of previously unpublished data of a large controlled trial conducted in Minnesota nearly 50 years ago, as well as a broader analysis of published data from all similar trials of this dietary intervention. So Dr. Joel Wallach continues to tell us cutting-edge information. And so does Pharmacist Ben, because he's going to join us next. Now, Pharmacist Ben is part of CriticalHealthNews.com. They are our sponsors, and we're partners with them. They come on a couple times a month to talk with you about health issues. I've already got a bevy of emails that are in, questions from a lot of you about things that will help you. We'll get to it. The website is CriticalHealthNews.com, and I might as well give you the phone number where people are standing by to help you now, because it's always jammed. 1-855-949-RADIO, which is 1-855-949-7234. We will be back in a moment as we begin a two-hour discussion with Pharmacist Ben on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. I'm George Norrie. Action-packed a couple hours for you with Pharmacist Ben. He's a registered pharmacist, nutritionist, cosmetic chemist as well. We're going to open up the phone lines in just a few minutes because lots of you want to ask him many, many questions. And again, he's with CriticalHealthNews.com, our partners, our sponsors. They come on twice a month as we talk about these health-related issues. I've got a series of emails from a lot of you who have sent questions, and of course, Pharmacist Ben will take your calls as well. Mr. Ben, welcome to the program.
Hey, George, good to talk to you again.
Isn't that incredible that Dr. Wallach, on our program well over a year ago, kept talking about butter is better, watch out for some oils, and here we are, a study that now backs him up.
Isn't that amazing? He's been talking about it for a long time, about the importance of stable fats as opposed to unstable fats. You know, most of the oils that we eat in our culture, probably around the world, are cottonseed oil, soy oil, sunflower oil, safflower oil, these very unstable oils, and they create tremendous problems. And ironically, a lot of fast food companies, I don't know if you remember this, maybe 20 years ago or so, they actually went away from using lard and animal fats to vegetable oils and actually touted it as being heart-friendly. And it turns out that it was the exact opposite. It's the stable, hard fats that are more heart-friendly, things like butter and perhaps coconut oil even. These are very important fats for good health. Butter, as it turns out, is much more than a fat. You know, butter is a good source of iodine. Butter is a good source of selenium. Butter is a good source of a special fat called CLA. Butter is a good source of vitamin K. And butter, the word butter actually comes from a specialized fat that's in butter called butyric acid. And this special fat is incredibly important as an appetite suppressant. So butter is actually a great way to lose weight, eating butter. And by the way, George, who doesn't like butter?
It sure tastes much better than margarine, that's for sure, Ben. Hey, am I imagining something, or are we collectively giving more information to people about health-related issues than ever before? Because I'm sensing people are really concerned about what they ingest and how they take care of themselves.
Yeah, it started about 25 or 30 years ago. You know, I remember I grew up kind of in the 1960s, and I remember it was just the oddballs who were doing things like nutritional yeast or vitamins or even exercise kinds of things, running. They call them health nuts. Remember that? They don't call them health nuts too much anymore, because over the course of time, over the course of the last 25 or 30 years, we realized that the health nuts were actually right. And more, the younger generation and even people, you know, in their 50s and 60s are understanding that we can do a lot by our choices, by our lifestyle choices, to stave off the disease process and to access a longevity that is built into our very genetics that will allow us to live to 120, 130 years. Dr. Wallach even talks about 200 years, and I wouldn't put it past him. But certainly it's been shown that there are cultures around the world in areas they call blue zones. I don't know if you've heard this term, blue zones, actually a book that was written about it, where people not only live to be 100, 110, 120, but they thrive at that age. They do physical work at that age. They are even fertile at that age. So we're capable of so much more than we're told by the mainstream. And more people are getting savvy to that, George. People are getting hip to it. We're getting hip to a lot of the scams in the medical model.
Oh, you know, absolutely.
There's this little problem that the medical model has, the pharmacomedical model has, and they don't like to talk about it. It's called the placebo effect,
mm-hmm.
Right? How do you handle that? If you're dealing with drugs and you're dealing with the standard medical protocols of surgery and radiation and medication, how do you handle the fact that 40 or 50% of the time sugar pills work as well as the medicines?
Yeah, because people think it works, and that's what matters.
It's the mind. It's the power of the mind, and we should be, instead of taking the placebo effect and shoving it away and filtering it out, we should be trying to figure out what the heck's going on here. How can we access the power of the mind, the powers that are built into our bodies, the powers of food and nutrition, the powers of the choices we make, the powers of our feelings, the powers of our thoughts, and yes, the power of spirituality to really access our health. That's true health care.
Sure is. And I want to qualify tonight by telling everybody, first of all, folks, we're not telling you that everything we're talking about will cure you. We're not doing that. We can't do that. So I want you to understand that. And the other thing is also talk to your doctor. This is between you and your doctor. It's a decision you have to make about anything you want to do. I always tell people, Ben, I will never toss away mainstream medicine, but I will use natural supplements with everything else I do all the time.
Well said, George. It's a question of respecting the body. It's a question of honoring the body. And yes, you know, the word doctor really means, George, where it comes from, doctrine, to teach. And so the job of a good healthcare professional is to teach us how to be healthy, not necessarily to fix us. You know, we don't really need to be fixed. We need to be fed. We need to be sustained. We need to be nourished. And a good healthcare professional, the way I look at it, a good healthcare professional is an educator, is a teacher, to help us understand how we can handle our bodies, how we can take care of our bodies. There's a built-in healing system in the body that manifests itself every time you cut yourself. You know, you don't have to think about it. You don't have to have a procedure done. You don't have to have a medical protocol to heal a cut on a finger, right? It just happens. How does that happen? Where does the intelligence come from to tell a cell to migrate to close to the area of the cut, to close that cut, or to tell a cell to secrete fibers to literally stitch that cut closed, or to tell the body to send defensive cells, white blood cells and immune cells, to clear out the bacteria that enter into the system through that cut? Where does that wisdom come from? That's a wisdom that we all have access to. That's a wisdom that's built into our bodies. And health comes from the root word whole, which is similar to the root word holy. There's a wholeness to the body that needs to be respected. And what ends up happening is, via the choices that we're induced to make through marketing, for marketing reasons and financial reasons and economic interests, we somehow violate that wholeness. We violate that holiness. And to me, that's what chronic degenerative disease is about. And you raise a very good point, George, because we have to make a distinction between long-term chronic breakdown degenerative diseases, which are really based in the lifestyle choices we make. They've been called diseases of afflictions of Western civilization,
mm-hmm,
because they're based in our civilization. And we want to make a distinction between that and infectious diseases or trauma. And truly the miracles of modern medicine around stitching things up and fixing us up after we have a heart attack and being able to repair broken bones. The miracles of modern medicine they can't be denied, especially with antibiotics and infectious disease and also pain pills and analgesia. The amazingness of our medical model when it comes to these kinds of issues can't be denied. And at the same time, we have such a tremendous power over the course and the progression and the appearance of what have been called afflictions of Western civilization.
Friend of mine called me last week, Ben, found out I was in St. Louis, and gave me a call, and, you know, I picked up the phone, and I said, "Hey, hi, how are you?" And he said, "Well, not well." And, God, you hate hearing that. And I said, "What do you mean, not well?" And he said, "I've got cancer, and it's in my blood system, and it's spreading fast, and I don't know what to do." And I said, "Well," and his name's Dennis, I said, "Dennis, I hope you're under great medical care." And he said, "Well, yeah, we're going to start chemo and things like that. But what else can we do?" So I got him in touch with the folks at criticalhealthnews.com, got him in touch with Christian Wild from myheartbook.com. He's an author, researcher, and he's one of the best. And he has contacts with people in the medical profession who are doing stem cell research into cancers. And there are trial programs, so he's working on seeing if he can get him into one of those. But
doing great things with stem cell research.
Gosh, they really are. It's remarkable. They were doing something with leukemia patients who were, you know, near death's door, and dramatic changes in most of them.
Isn't that amazing? You know, the stem cell is one of, that's another one of the great mysteries of the body. A stem cell can become anything. How cool is that, George? A stem cell from your skin can become a liver cell, it can become a bone cell, it can become a brain cell, it can become any other kind of cell. That is an amazing idea that the cell has everything in it to become whatever it wants to be.
It does. Ben, we're going to come back and take phone calls with you. For those of you who just want information, call 1-855-949-RADIO. Go to the website, criticalhealthnews.com, and we'll be back with your phone calls on Coast to Coast with Pharmacist Ben right here on Coast to Coast AM. Ah, yes, my friends, we've got Pharmacist Ben from criticalhealthnews.com with us. What a wonderful person. Here's their toll-free number. Just to ask them for assistance, 1-855-949-7234, which is 1-855-949-RADIO. Okay, welcome back. Pharmacist Ben with us. We'll take your calls next hour as well, but definitely for the next 20 minutes or so, we're going to take your calls. Ben, since you've been doing this for us, people are sending me emails thanking me. And I just want you to know that. We really appreciate your time.
That, George. Thank you so much. That means a lot to me.
Well, you know, you're helping people, and that's important.
The most beautiful thing there is. It helps me. It nourishes me to help people. Isn't it cool that that's the way the world works? We get nourished when we help other people. How cool is that?
It's fantastic.
Right?
When you are out in public and people come up to you, do they say they hear you on the program?
Yes, sir. As a matter of fact, I was in Canada yesterday. I was in Toronto yesterday. And they were raving about you. Have a lot of fans up there, George.
Oh yeah, I love Toronto.
In Costa, in Toronto, and they were not only talking about Critical Health News and criticalhealthnews.com, but they were talking a lot about you and about what you're doing over there. So you're making a huge difference too around the world, George.
We want to help people.
That's beautiful.
That's what it is all about. Let's go to the calls. They're lining up for you. I've got some email questions for you too, Ben, for people who. Figure that's easier to get through to you than try to make a call. But we'll go to Teresa in Ohio, east of the Rockies, to get things started. Hello, Teresa.
Hello.
Hi, Teresa.
Yes, I would just I was calling to thank George for putting out the information to the public regarding Joel Wallach, the man's a miracle worker. Mm-hmm. My daughter is in really, really poor health, and she's a registered nurse. And I finally got a hold of Wallach because she's got diverticulitis and she has a very bad nervous condition and she's just really in bad shape. And he has her on his regimen of the Tangy Tangerine and the different vitamins. I've always been vitamin savvy. I'm 62 years old. I don't take any prescription meds.
Nice.
I work hard. I'm just so happy that I have always been aware of vitamins and supplements. I've had six children, and I have had never been had any problems. And I believe it's all due to vitamins. But when I heard of Joel Wallach and his regimen of the Tangy Tangerine and all the things that he offers, it's beyond belief how great the stuff is. My daughter has really, really did a turnaround, and I am so excited, and I just say God bless every one of you men and women out there that are putting this word out and getting it to the public, because some of us are listening and we're paying attention and trying to apply it to our lives and our children's lives. And I just thank you so much, and my heart goes out to every one of you, and I just wanted to put that out there.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that.
That's really great. I was in Cincinnati this past weekend, Ben. And a fellow came up to me, and he thanked us again for what we're doing at criticalhealthnews.com and what you're all doing. And he said he had the worst allergies of his life, and he has now gotten off glutens after hearing Joel talk about that.
Right.
And he says, George, I don't have any episodes anymore.
That's awesome.
No bouts. He says, I feel great. And you hear this stuff from people.
Over and over. George, I've been here for 20 years, George. 20. Doc's been here for 30 or 40 or 50. It's unbelievable. It's mind-blowing. And if I didn't stand on top of the roof and scream it at the top of my lungs, travel around the world, travel to all the different states, and get on the radio, on my radio show, and this radio show, and everywhere I could do it, I couldn't live with myself.
When I first met Joel, And I learned that he was a veterinarian, not a medical doctor, right, but a veterinarian, which has almost the same kind of qualifications. School is just as intense.
Even more, animals can't talk to you.
No, they can't. Right. Yeah, but I started studying what he did, and I went, this guy's pretty darn qualified. And then when I found out that he was in the St. Louis Zoo,
right,
and worked with Marlon Perkins and all that, I
right,
went, man, this, he's okay in my book.
Right, and he got to do autopsies, so he got to see the results of nutritional deficiencies. He got to see the impact on the body of deficiencies in vitamins and deficiencies in minerals and deficiencies in essential nutrients. So he visibly witnessed it with his own eyes. That's where he got this wisdom from.
He has told me to start taking more selenium, and I guess that's important in your system, isn't it?
Keeping estrogen down. You know, something very interesting happens to the genders as they get older. Women start to produce more male hormone, and men start to produce more female hormone. It's kind of ironic that way. And selenium is one of the most powerful anti-estrogen minerals, anti-female hormone minerals you could use for breast cancer, for estrogenic health issues in men, like prostate issues, for Alzheimer's disease, not to mention for the heart and not to mention for the immune system. And selenium is very difficult to get from foods, and it's not, because of soil depletion, it's not found in the soil as it should. So supplementing with selenium is one of the all-time great anti-aging, anti-cancer, heart-protecting supplements, minerals of all.
Let's go to Bruce in North Carolina. Bruce, welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Hey, George and Ben. Good evening and God bless.
Hi, Bruce.
Hey, George. You remember me, George. We talk about the husky and a rooster.
Yes, I love that story.
Ben, I've been on Tandy Tangerine and the heart pack and the niacin.
Yeah. Oh, the niacin. That's one of Doc's newest formulations.
For my constricted arteries. And I've been on like Tandy Tangerine and stuff for the last 8 months, and I feel fantastic. But my arteries are clogging worse.
Sugar.
What's next step?
Let's go to the sugar now. Clogged arteries are the result of excess production of a lot of things, but one of the things is excess production of cholesterol in addition to a weakness in the blood vessels. So the number one thing is to lower the sugar. In fact, you might want to start treating yourself as a diabetic. Get on the Sweeties product and start to work with your blood sugar, more protein. You know, sugar addiction is very difficult to deal with because we're hardwired for sugar. But if you eat more protein, especially whey protein, but any protein, you'll find it's much easier to wean yourself off of sugar. Also, drinking more fluids will help you help dilute your blood sugar. So the first thing to think about is cholesterol buildup, and that's secondary to elevated sugar. Second thing is a weakness in the blood vessels. One of the things that happens when the blood vessels get weak is the body starts to stick cholesterol in there to kind of patch it up. The weakness in the blood vessels is very important to address. Lots of those B vitamins. You get those in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, of course. You might want to throw in the Ultimate Daily. And all these are available, you probably know, criticalhealthnews.com. The Ultimate Daily, which is a good source of B vitamins as well. So focusing on the health of the arteries and lowering your blood sugar would be a strategy that I would use. Selenium, by the way, is also very important for
lowering blood sugar. Ben, what do you think of L-arginine for the arteries?
Absolutely. You know, L-arginine is interesting. They call it a conditionally essential amino acid. And what that means is that your body can make it, but it just doesn't make enough of it. So they call it conditionally essential. And arginine is one of the most powerful of the anti-aging amino acids. Like selenium is an age-reversing or anti-aging mineral. Arginine is important for growth hormone. It's important for helping support blood circulation to the heart and to the other parts of the body. For men who are dealing with erectile dysfunction, arginine is like a natural Viagra, a healthy version of Viagra. And arginine is also important for stabilizing your blood sugar. Arginine is an incredible, incredible important nutrient. It's not found in a lot of foods. You've got to eat a lot of high-protein foods to get it. But you can also, you know, get it in your in whey protein supplements, which is a really neat way to not only lower your blood sugar and support building tissue, but also it's a good source of arginine.
Well, doesn't it throw off nitric oxide, which is a dilator?
Exactly, George. You know your stuff.
I'm learning.
That's exactly right. It helps your body make nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is so cool, George. It's a gas hormone. It's a most of the stuff in the body that does the work that are chemical. Most of the hormones that do the work in the body are chemical. Nitric oxide is a gas hormone, and it opens things up. Super duper important for the immune system, for helping the body fight infection, and also for circulation.
Renee is in New York City, first-time caller, on with Pharmacist Ben. Renee, go ahead.
Hi, good evening. Thanks a lot for taking my call.
Sure.
I have ataxia, which is a gene deficiency in the cerebellum, and I have balance and gait problems and speech problems. I was wondering if you could help me with some supplements to take.
Absolutely. I'll tell you a bunch of things. First of all, you want the B vitamins or your brain vitamins. Ataxia is a kind of movement disorder.
Which you can get from blueberries too, right?
Which you can get from all live foods, blueberries and fruits and eggs, foods that were living. The B vitamins are your vitamins of life. When you pick a plant out of the ground, the B vitamins start to dissipate. And to the extent that a food is processed, you lose the B vitamins. In fact, a long time ago, they realized that when they used to take the B vitamins out of grain and out of wheat, out of cereal, when they figured out how to process foods, because they realized that when they took the B vitamins out of the wheat and out of the cereal, the bugs wouldn't eat it. So it would last a long time. Problem was that when the B vitamins were taken out of the cereal, people get these weird movement disorders, like ataxias, and as Renee is talking about. We get these weird palsies and tremors. So they had to stick a little B vitamins back in the grain, but not enough to do much good. But they still called it fortified. Imagine that. They took out the stuff and they put a little bit of artificial stuff in there, and they call it fortified. And that's why we have these fortified cereals and such. But the B vitamins are very, very important for the brain, or for a lot of things, really, but for the brain and for movement disorders. B vitamins are used as a treatment for heart disease, a medical treatment for heart disease now. You know, if you go to a cardiologist, they can actually prescribe you the B vitamins as a drug, the very same stuff that you get in your Beyond Tangy Tangerine and your Ultimate Daily and a lot of the other Immortalium, a lot of the other products that you get at criticalhealthnews.com. The same stuff is actually used as a prescription drug. Another thing that you might want to consider, as always, is keeping your sugar down for all chronic degenerative diseases. Sugar hypes up the system, and that will make ataxias and movement disorders much worse, not to mention it will cost you nutrients, like the B vitamins, which are used by the body to help process sugar.
I got a buddy who has an A1C of 5.7. What's that like?
Oh, you can drop that, no problem. I mean, I've seen a lot worse than 5.7. A1C is a measure of how much your body's caramelizing. You ever see how you put melt sugar and it turns to caramel?
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what happens to your body when you eat too much sugar. It caramelizes, specifically the protein.
That's not good.
Not good, is it? The fancy word for caramelization is glycation. I don't know if you heard that word. The body glycates. It caramelizes. And the red blood cells and the proteins in the red blood cells will caramelize, and doctors will actually test it. That's what the hemoglobin A1C test is. It's a test for how badly your red blood cells and the hemoglobin are caramelizing, or turning to candy, or melting and turning into this goopy, drippy mess. And I'm not being poetic here, George. This is literally what happens. Now, it happens in a microscopic way. Nonetheless, it happens. It happens in the capillaries in the eyes, and you go blind, and diabetes is a leading cause of blindness. It happens in the blood vessels in your feet, and diabetes is a leading cause of amputation. And I probably told the story, but it's a great story. Doc Wallach was talking to a guy a few years ago, and he was going to have his leg amputated. And Doc said, you have diabetes. And Doc said, no, don't. Get on the Sweeties. Start lowering your blood sugar. Get on the Healthy Start Pack and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. And don't you know, 2 months later, this guy, Buck is his name, he came at the convention, the annual longevity convention. He comes bounding up the stage, and he tells his story. And you better believe that was one happy guy who had both his legs, you know, despite the fact they told him he needed to have his leg amputated, simply by getting on the Sweeties, the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the Healthy Start Pack, and all the other products that Doc talks about that you get at criticalhealthnews.com.
Okay, Ann writes, what do you recommend for psoriasis of the joints? Never even heard about that.
Now, that's called psoriatic arthritis, really. And it's a type, one of the addendums that happens when you have psoriasis to an unfortunate few. Psoriasis is miserable enough. I don't know if you've ever seen this. It's an awful affliction. I mean, it's not psoriasis. It's cosmetically unappealing, but really the problem is internally. It's what's called an autoimmune disease, where the body learns to attack. It learns that the body is the enemy. And the thing about autoimmune diseases is it doesn't really matter where it happens. It can happen anywhere. It happens in the nerves, you'll call it multiple sclerosis. If it happens in the muscles, you'll call it ankylosing spondylitis or amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. If it happens in the pancreas, you'll call it type 1 diabetes. If it happens in the skin, you'll call it psoriasis or lichen planus or lichen sclerosis. It's all the same stuff. The body has learned to attack itself, because for some reason the cells have become so broken down and distorted, they look like the enemy. And so when you have an autoimmune disease like psoriasis, your skin cells are being perceived as the enemy. It can happen anywhere, really, and psoriatic arthritis, as this gal has, and a lot of people have, is when it happens to both the skin and the joints. The number one reason why this occurs is because of dirty blood. And this is something that I've talked about for a long time and probably talked about on this show. The blood becomes toxic, and the toxins eventually dump out and get implanted in the joints, and they get implanted in the skin, and they get planted in the thyroid and the pancreas and the various parts of the body. And so the key is to clean the blood by working on the digestive system. And if you have to do one thing from a physical perspective now to deal with any health challenge, it's work on the gut. And by that I mean mostly the intestine, the stomach as well, and pancreas and the liver and the gallbladder involved as well, but mostly the small intestine. Did you ever play basketball when you were in high school?
Yeah, I was primarily into baseball, football, and track.
Okay, well, in baseball, football, and track, it's not as important, but it's still important. But in basketball, they always tell you to look at the belly of the opponent, because the belly doesn't lie. In baseball, also, you get a lot of power from the belly when you're hitting. Also in golf and in tennis, a lot of power comes from the solar plexus, the belly. This is the core of our life. In Eastern medicine, they call it the Dantian Center. This is where our chi comes from. There's a lot of metaphors or representations in the various healing modalities. But from a biochemical and a biological sense, this is the core of our health. And that's because there's a quadrillion little entities that live inside that area that make medicine for us, that make vitamins for us, that process our food for us, that fight cancer for us, that contribute genetics for us. They're called bacteria. And it's really hard sometimes to get our mind around this idea, because we're always conditioned to think bacteria are bad, right? They're germs.
That's right.
It's hard to imagine that these things are so powerful and so important, but they are. And from the time we're born, George, we drink fluoridated water and chlorinated water. We take antibiotics. There's antibiotics in the water. There's antibiotics in our food. There's antibiotics in the fish and in the dairy. And we're not breastfed long enough, and many of us are born cesarean section. All of these conspire to destroy these bacteria. And if you want to pick one reason for our physical, the crisis that we have in our physical well-being, if you want to pick one physical reason, it's this condition called dysbiosis, or messed up gut bacteria. And if you have an immune condition, understand this. The immune system is located in the intestine, and it's driven, the machinery is driven by the bacteria, the probiotics. Between the probiotics and the intestine, you have the core of immunity in the body. So if you have an autoimmune disease or an immune disease, or if you hear the word immune anywhere in your diagnosis, focus on the gut, and you will make a significant, significant difference. We have a product called the Nightly Essence, which is a powerful probiotic supplement made with digestive enzymes and multiple strains of bacteria and lots of bacteria. You can get it on criticalhealthnews.com. You want to make sure you're eating fermented foods. And here's another really important thing you can do, George. Vegetable fiber, drinking vegetable juices, real vegetable juice. I'm not talking, you know, the canned stuff.
Right.
Vegetable juices that you make yourself are an amazing source of nutrients that help sustain the bacteria in the intestine. Even cabbage. Cabbage is wonderful. Celery, spinach. My dad used to call it lettuce food, but rabbit food. But rabbit food, as it turns out, is some of the most powerful nutritional substances for the digestive tract and these bacteria. All of these strategies, if you have any kind of immune condition, all of these strategies can be very, very helpful.
We're going to come back in a moment here on Coast to Coast AM. Final hour to go with Pharmacist Ben, and we're going to take your phone calls before we go into the psychic realm a little bit later on. Again, the website, criticalhealthnews.com, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Our partners, our sponsors, our good people. We'll be back.